John Rourke stared through the plexiglass panel running along the bottom of the portside fuselage door of the Soviet gunship. There was nothing but snow, jagged peaks, and rocky ravines below. Pine trees stood in random patches, and riderless horses moved in bands over the landscape. In some instances, the horses dragged their dead Mongol riders by a stirrup over the merciless terrain. The animals left what trails there were and tacked at bizarre tangents over the ridgelines to escape the noise of the aircraft. Under a gray sky swirled with more snow, the gunship carried John Rourke, Paul Rubinstein, Michael Rourke, Maria Lloyden, Vasily Prokopyev, and a team of his KGB elite soldiers away from the second Chinese city's ruins. The plexiglass vibrated. The images below, even the dead men dragged behind their animals, shimmered. The Soviet gunship shuddered, and a black and yellow fireball swept aft from the helicopter's cockpit chin bubble. Vasily Prokopyev and Rourke's son Michael moved as a single being, hurtling their bodies away from the belching flames. John Rourke was already moving, tearing one of the armored fire extinguishers from its mounting beside the fuselage door. The younger man grabbed for the second extinguisher even as Rourke spoke. Rourke swung toward Michael and Prokopyev, spraying their backs with a white stream of foam. Prokopyev rolled across the fuselage deck. Michael whipped away one of the blankets covering the unconscious Chinese agent Han Lu Chen and smothered the flames racing over Prokopyev's tunic. Rourke shifted the extinguisher toward the cockpit, where Paul Rubinstein already advanced against the flames.
No good, John!
The gunship vibrated maddeningly around them as if it were going to shatter.
We are crashing!
John Rourke advanced against the flames, but Paul was right. No good. The extinguisher was dead in his hands and he threw it down.
Get on!
My men! I must...
They're dead! Damn it, Vasily!
Rourke wheeled toward Han Lu Chen. He caught a glimpse of Michael shaking Prokopyev violently. In the next instant, the KGB Elite Corps commander was up from his knees.
Help me!
Rourke quickly unlatched the restraining buckles that bound Han Lu Chen into the webbing hammock. The Chinese, beaten senseless by the torture masters of the Second City, lay comatose.
Maria, get the weapon! Paul, you and Michael, get the fuselage door open and stand back! Flames!
One of the safety strap buckles was stuck. Rourke grabbed the butt of the LS-10 at his side, raked the primary edge over the strap, severing the fabric. As he sheathed the knife with his right hand, he hauled up Han Lu Chen with his left. Rourke put his shoulder into him, then threw the Chinese intelligence agent across his back. There was a rush of frigid air as Michael slid open the door.
Look out!
A rush of fuel-scented flames filled the cabin on the heels of a cold blast.
There's another fire extinguisher! Forward!
Paul ran past Rourke toward the inferno that was the cockpit.
No!
Rourke's friend was gone, into the flames, then stumbling back, the third fire extinguisher tumbling from his fingers, rolling across the deck. Prokopyev was on him, flipping the extinguisher to Michael, then smothering the flames which assaulted Paul's legs and arms, beating them out. Maria Lloyden dropped to her knees beside Prokopyev, using her coat to fight the flames. Michael Rourke moved relentlessly forward. He attacked the fire along the port side of the aircraft at its very heart, the overhead control panel. The opening was clear.
Whatever we're doing, do it now!
John Rourke stood beside the fuselage opening, the ground coming up fast, the gunship mere yards above the snow. There was no other choice.
Everybody, now! Follow me and jump, and God help us!
Rourke looked back once. Paul Rubinstein was scrabbling to his feet, Prokopyev and Maria Lloyden helping him. There was no time to judge, to wait for a better spot. John Rourke shifted Han Lu Chen into his arms, shielding the unconscious man's head with his forearm, and then jumped. There was a rush of frigid air, Rourke's face and bare throat and hands pelted with shards of ice and blowing snow. Rourke slammed to the snow-packed ground, his left hand covering Han's face. Rourke and his unconscious comrade slammed hard to a stop. His left wrist throbbed with pain as he moved it. He looked up and back, brushing snow from his eyes with his right hand. He hoped the others had already jumped. The Soviet gunship skipped over a rise of ground.
Paul! Michael!
Rourke was to his knees, still cradling Han Lu Chen in his arms. He stumbled forward, easing the Chinese into the snow, then got to his feet. When he moved his left wrist, it hurt, but nothing felt broken. He glanced at his Rolex. It was apparently unscathed. His whole left side, shoulder, ribcage, hip, and knee felt as if he'd been run over by something. He stumbled forward, automatically reaching under his open parka for a gun. They had been shot down.
Michael! Paul! Maria! Prokopyev!
Rourke turned so quickly his head began to swim. There were floaters in front of his eyes, his breathing still shallow, labored. Michael was standing in the snowfield 100 yards away, silhouetted by the still-burning gunship. Rourke started toward his son.